Так, в Израиле стали меньше мечеть, они даже
when
Pastor went to Mahaprabhu asked Swarup Damodar to sing, and Swarup Damodar sang this very kirtan to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because he said, Radhikara Bhava Jai Che Uddhava Darshane Se Bhava Mata Prabhu Rahi Ratti Dine. In the same mood that Radharani was in when Uddhava came to Vrindavan and had her darshan. That very same mood of Radharani, Mahaprabhu was maddened in that mood, day and night. So, this is the stage of Mohanakya Mahabhav. And in that Anubhavs of Mohanakya Mahabhav, one is called Udgirna, state of confusion. In the state of confusion, Radharani, though Krishna has left Vrindavan, she's confused and she goes out into the forest searching for him. So, there's a great danger. At any moment, Radharani, she may give up her life in separation. So, her sakis, when Radharani makes the mistake of thinking Krishna is in Vrindavan and she has some hope, and this hope is giving her life, then sakis also, they encourage this, though they know it's not true. So here one saki is saying, Viharati Harihiya Sarasarasante, Krishna is here somewhere in the forest, and he's dancing in the spring season, Nektati Yuvati, dancing with very beautiful gopis in the forest somewhere here. Birahi janasya durante. This is extremely difficult for those who are in separation to tolerate. So, in this way, she's giving Radhika hope, and Radhika is searching through Vrindavan, looking for Krishna. Though he's gone to Mathura and then to Dwarka. And the Sakhi is describing the beauty of the forest of Vrindavan. How everything in the forest, when this very intense gopis Mahabhav is manifest, then everywhere they see their own mood. That means every aspect of the forest is only reminding them of their loving pastimes with Sri Krishna. And this increases the separation. Lalita Lavanga, the clove vines, when the soft and fragrant breeze that comes to Vrindavan in springtime from the Malaya hills in South India. The Malaya hills, they have forests of chandan trees, sandalwood trees. And the sandalwood trees, they, when the wind blows through them, then the wind picks up the coolness and the fragrance of chandan, and then brings that to Vrindavan. So this breeze is very, very dear to Radha and Krishna. Because after their pastimes together, when they are tired and their bodies are very hot, then this cool breeze comes. And it's very refreshing and pleasant. And this is very beautiful and magical moment. Then, in the future, this moment here, if Radhika will feel this breeze and take the fragrance of this breeze, then it causes her remembrance of her previous pastimes with Krishna. And instead of being cooling, then it is like fire, like poison. Gopis tell that the snakes, they like to live in the sandalwood trees. So it seems that the wind has picked up the vish, the deadly poison of the snakes, and is bringing it to Vrindavan, causing them to faint, gopis to faint and fall unconscious. But it is not the poison of the snakes. It is the poison of Kanu praying. Chaitanya Charitamrita does mention Mukunda used to sing to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ha prana priya saki kina hoila mori kanu prema bish mora tanu mana jare. Radhika is saying, oh my dear Saki, what has not happened to me? That means, what terrible disaster has not befallen upon me? Kanu prem vishamor tanu manu jari. My whole body and mind, they are being devastated by the poison of Kanu prem. Love for Krishna. So here, Lalita Labangalata Parishilat Komalamalaya Smiri. When this breeze comes to Vrindavan, then if there is Labangalata, clove vines are very soft, and when the breeze comes, then they begin to dance. So it seems like when the hero and the heroine, lover and beloved, they meet together, they're so happy they begin to dance. Madhukara nikara karambitko kilaku jita kunjukutire. The bumblebees, they are kissing the flowers and humming. And the cuckoo birds are singing in the kunjas because they are tasting the amramanjaris, the buds of the mango tree. So, the Labangalata loves the breeze and dances with the breeze. The bumblebees love the flowers and kiss the flowers. And the cuckoo birds, they love the mango buds. So everywhere, lovers and beloved are meeting and singing in joy and very happy. So the person who is without her hero, that is Radhika, in Braj Gopis, they're seeing this. They only say, everyone is meeting with their beloved except for me. So this is Birahi Janasya Durante. Very hard to tolerate for a person who is afflicted with separation. And what's more, Viraha Tihari here. Krishna is here somewhere in the forest, dancing with any beautiful gopis. And where are we? Have to find him. Unmada madana manorata patikabadu jana janita vilape. When a heroine sees it at her home and her beloved has gone very far away on some journey or business, then at night time, seeing the sweetness of the forest, she remembers her beloved and she's crying. Mrigamata Sorabarava Sabasambada Navadala Maratamale. The tamal trees have new leaves. And these new leaves emanate the fragrance of kasturi. So, the touch of Krishna's fingers is like the tamal tree leaves. Have you? More than that, but similar. And Krishna's fragrance is also like the musk, mrigamad. And so this fragrance is coming from the trees, intensifying the remembrance of Krishna. Yuvajana vidya vidarana manasija nakaruti kings kujale. And the palace flowers, they are red. And They are like the fingernails of a heroine. And this appearance of the fingernails of heroin everywhere, this is tearing at the hearts of the heroines who are in separation. Madana Mahapi Kanaka Dandaru Chikesha Kusuma Vikase. The Nagkesha flowers, they are long and golden. They are like the scepter. You know, if there's an emperor, then they carry a scepter. It's a sign that they're the emperor. So, what happened? This means Cupid, Kamdev. This is the forest in springtime. He's his empire. And he has appeared everywhere because look, his scepter is everywhere. Viglitalaj, Jagadevaloka, the animals in the forest at springtime, this is mating season, so all animals begin mating. Birds, deer, and here, when the heroine sees this, then she's laughing, but this laughing is not hasya ras, this is karuna ras, very pathetic mood. That means that when someone is in such separation and suffering so much, and they see something which makes their suffering become worse, then they become nervous, they begin to laugh. You know, mad people, they laugh, they're becoming mad. So this is the Tarana Karuna Krita Hase. Seeing the animals abandon their shyness, the Braj Gopis, they begin to laugh. They're not laughing at the animals. It is the madness of their separation. It is the Karuna Ras. So, very beautiful scent of the Malika flowers, jasmine flowers, fills the air. Fragrance has a very powerful effect to bring you completely into some other time or situation you remember in your life. If you went somewhere and there was a very gentle breeze and a particular fragrance, it makes a deep impression. In the future, when you catch that fragrance and feel that atmosphere, at once the memories will come very intensely. So, now the fragrance of the jasmine flowers is coming. And it's said that if there are any rishis, any sages who have done hard sadhana and tapasya to detach their chitta from the prana, the contamination of the prana, they have done asana, pranayama, pratyahara. This is the process by which they detach the chitta from the disturbance coming from the prana. But here she's saying, Muni manasama api mohana kareni, that the fragrance of the jasmine flowers in the forest even disturbs the minds of the sages. The sages who are done hard to pass here, when they smell, they start to get all romantic. So if the rishis who've done a hard to pass here, they're disturbed, then what to speak of? Taruna Karana Bandhu. Taruna means the young and very energetic and passionate young couples. What effect will it have on them? It is their friend. It is the friend of the young couples. If they are together, if they are separated, then Spudadapi Muktilati Parirambana Muktilita. When the Madhavi vines embrace the mango trees.
Деревья манго.
Then the mukulita means the buds appear, the amramanjaris appear on the mango trees.
Бутоны.
So, Braj Gopis think this mukulita is what? Pulakita. Pulak means if your hair stand on ending ecstasy, this is called pulak. So they are saying, if the Mahati vine is embracing the amra, the mango tree, then they must be lovers because they are embracing each other. And so this mukulita, the buds growing on the mango tree, must be pulakita. Because feeling the embrace of his lover, the mango tree's all buds are coming out. And very nearby, in there in the forest of Vrindavan, the pure water of Jamuna is flowing. This is too much. How can anyone tolerate? Because when Krishna dances with gopis in Rasalila, then they become very hot, they become tired, and then very joyfully they enter and they play in the water of Jamuna. So, though Jayadeva Goswami has not told anything, he did not say anything about pastimes of Radha Krishna in this song. Nothing. He spoke about bumblebees, mango buds, palace flowers, the animals in springtime. He never told us anything about Radha and Krishna. But he's saying here, Sri Jayadeva Manitam Idam, this poem written by Sri Jayadeva, Udayati Hari Charna Smriti Saram, it awakens the essence of Hari Charna Smriti, the remembrance of the lotus feet of Krishna. So, may this auspicious sun awaken the remembrance of the lotus feet of Hari in the hearts of all the devotees. This is bhajan. Mahaprabhu, he used to hear this kirtan, chant Harinam and weep and become absorbed. This is not a bhajan for the neophyte devotee, Konishta Adhikari. But I'm telling just to give some impression. If you chant more and avoid 10 offenses to Harinam, gradually the group of Krishna will manifest in your heart. And some understanding, some realization of the aprakita vastu, the supernatural world, will start to manifest by the mercy of Harinam. Then after that, the devotee can hear and chant these kirtans and sink in the ocean of rasa. Then that devotee, they have no desire of anything in this world, no attachment for anything. Only at every moment, they are very greedy to taste this. Si Radhika Madhava Yorapara Madhur Jalila Gunarupanamna Pratikshana Svadana Lolupasa Vande Guru Sri Charanaranda. What is the nature, the Svabhava of Sri Guru? Sri Radhika Madhava Yorapara. Radha and Krishna, Radha Madhav, their rupa, gun, and their forms, their qualities, their pastimes are ananta, unlimited. Apara means unlimited here. Pratikshan Aswadana. Pratikshan means at every second. Aswadana Lolupasya. The Sri Guru is Lolup, extremely greedy to taste Aswadana, Pratikshan at every second. These names, forms and qualities of pastimes of Radha and Krishna.
что Лила Шри Кришна.
So,
итак.
Sometimes you may hear devotee tells, don't hear, no need to hear any pastimes of Krishna. We heard from one sadhu. And another sadhu only telling pastimes of Krishna. How can we reconcile? Don't be out of balance. If a person will carefully study the books of our Goswamis, especially of Jiva Goswamis, see Bhakti Sandarbha, then they can clearly know what is the path of Bhakti. Srila Jiva Goswami Pada explained that Shravana, hearing, is of different types. You can hear the glory of Krishna's name, like we are singing now. Narad Muni Bhajai Veena Radhika Raman Nami. This kirtani is about the glories, the power of Krishna's name. You can hear Shravan about Krishna's form. Kasturi Tilakam Lala Tapatale. No one
knows.
How do you meditate on Krishna's form? I'll tell you, I just not so long ago, I was with Shyamarani and we were discussing, she's doing some paintings now for one book of Darshans of Guru, speaking about Vilap Kusumanjali of Srila Raghunatha Goswami. So she's painting one scene from Srila Vilap Kusumanjali. And we're discussing how it should be like this or like that and so on. So then, I said, after this, what paintings will you do? So she said, before Gurudev left this world, he gave me instruction. I want you to paint the beauty of Krishna and the gopis, as described in our Dhyan mantras. Kasturi tilakam lala tapatale vakshastale kaustubam nasagre varamuktikam kratale vainukare kankaram. Sarvangai hari chandanam sulalitam kanteshu muktavali gopasti paravesito vijayate gopal chudamani. Krishna's gopal chudamani. How much nectar is in this pain? He's gopal, he's a coward boy, but he's chudamani, he's the crest jewel of all the boys of Raj. Gopasti paravesito, surrounded by the Braj gopis. How he's beautiful with kasturi tilak. And all his ornaments and everything, anjans on his body, everything is described. So, you can see all the dhyan mantras for Krishna, for Radharani, for Radha and Krishna together, everything is there in the beginning, introduction to the Sangha. So, instead of painting some scene from any lila, Gurudev said to these, this will be very helpful for the devotees. So you can hear about Krishna, the glories of his name, the glories of his form, then his qualities, 64 qualities, with examples have been described by Srila Rupa Goswami in Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu. And lastly, then Parikars, his associates, and lastly, Leela. So Naam, Rup, Gun, Parikar, Leela. Five types of Shravan. So what should you do? Some persons are saying, you're not qualified to hear Leela, you hear only the glories of the name. The others are always telling Leela. So, Srila Jiva Goswami, he said, that it is true that all the devotees, they can hear about Krishna Naam, Rup, Guna and Lila. However, first of all, the Nikunja Lila of Radha and Krishna, they are very confidential, amorous pastimes. They should not be heard by those devotees in Dasyabhav and Vatsalibhav, because it's against them both. And secondly, those devotees whose body undergoes vikar, you know? Vikar means transformation. If your body is undergoing the transformation, connected to the lust, then you also not qualified. So all you know, if you are affected by lust, your body is affected by the transformations caused by calm, then you know. Jiva Goswami said, you cannot. Here, this will be bhav virod. Instead of developing bhav, it will go against the development of devotional mood. So, but Srila Jiva Goswami, he said that the lila of Radha and Krishna has degrees of rahasyata. That means degrees of confidentiality. So does that mean you cannot hear any pastimes of Radha and Krishna? It means that they're very confidential and intimate pastimes. Now, this song Lalita Labhanga is the beginning of Gita Govinda, but later it will become very, very, very confidential. So there are degrees of Rahasyata, and Nikunj Vilas, then until the devotee is free from the bodily transformations in connected with calm, they should not hear the very confidential Vilas. So Jiva Goswami has clearly written everything. Because this body is transforming when prana is moving, and prana is moved by sanskar in the chitta. So if your body is still affected by the purush vikar, the male enjoying mood, then it means these sanskars are still in the chitta. And if you hear very confidential lila, then these sanskars will come. And you cannot make any progress. So, this advice has been given by Jiva Goswami. Now, he's also telling that in any way a devotee hears, he engages in sravan of nam, rup, gun or lila. In any order. If he's hearing more lila, or if he's hearing more about Rup Madhuri, or hearing more about Nam, or whatever, in any order he hears, it's beneficial for everyone. Only we told that one exception, that the very confidential things, there is not anyway spoken in public. Very advanced Vaishnavas, they may come together and tell something. Or they can speak in such a way that it is hidden, and only those who are qualified will understand, and those who are not qualified, they will not understand. So, Jiva Goswami is saying, you engage in sravan hearing in any order, and it's beneficial. So those who say you should not hear lila, they are wrong. However, Srila Jiva Goswami Pad said, because of the sequence of realization, the sequence of the devotee's internal realization, it is better to emphasize that aspect of Krishna which is necessary for that devotee to grow. For example, first there will be realization of Krishna Nam, then Rup, then Gun, then Lila. So you can hear everything, but there should be emphasis on the glories of Harinam. You can hear about Nam, about Rup, about Gun and Lila, everything. But put your emphasis on Nam until Rup awakens in the heart. So then, when the person is having the darshan of Krishna's Rup in the heart, they will hear everything, but they put emphasis on the Gun. Because now Krishna's qualities will open, but that is more relevant to them in that stage. And then Paraka, and then lastly Lila. So Srila Jiva Goswami has not said, oh, you must not do this and you. That, he's telling, all is powerful and all is beneficial for everyone, but still, because of the crown, the sequence in which your own personal realization awakens, you will progress more quickly by making the emphasis on the related to the stage of your realization. Understand? So don't be, during the Kartik we have gone here and there, and oh, I saw, oh, Krishna Priya, she just went back to Russia, so she uploaded many photographs, and I looked and saw how many places we have been, how many sadhus we were with, was very, like 1 month was like a lifetime. If you'll see, if you look at it pictorially, think, wow, we did all that in 1 month. So there are photographs there with Mahanidhi Swami, with Rajendra Maharaj, Vaishnavpada Maharaj, Anandadas Babaji Maharaj, the Rasik Vihari Das Babaji Maharaj, Aniruddha Prabhu, and so many other sadhus. Vinod Vihari Das Babaji and so on. So, oh, Uddhav Narayan Sharma in the Kusum Sarovar. The Deepak Bhatta in the life of Narayan Bhatta. So, many Vaishnavas, many sadhus. And you can hear. One day they may tell like this, another one will tell like this. What will you do? First of all, you should follow your guru. This is first. What your own guru is telling you should follow. And secondly, guru, the quality of guru is that Shabde Brahmani Nishnatam means guru is Shabde Nishnatam, fixed in the Shastra. The guru who is fixed in the Shastra and deeply knows Siddhanta can take away all your doubts. By explaining, and I say, look, it is written here. Jiva Goswami has written, Rupa Goswami has written. Then no doubt at all. And you have no need to be in a state of confusion on any subject. So only the guru is Shabde Nishnatam, who is deeply immersed in all the Shastra, who has some realization of Krishna, and who is the abode of peacefulness, being detached from this world, can have the power to remove all doubts. Samshatma Vinashati. If there is any doubt, then you are ruined. Because bhakti depends on the development of Shraddha, faith. So doubt means the absence of trust. I don't believe this Vaishnava, or I don't believe this Shastra, or I don't believe this Katha, or I don't believe that doing this activity of bhakti will make me progress and make benefit. If there's any doubt in any of the paraphernalia, God's paraphernalia, and the practice of bhakti, then you cannot go anywhere. Because bhakti is the growth of a saddha.
Сколько времени?
That's okay. So the program in the temple room was supposed to start at 10:30, so we're already over here. But I think it will be somewhat late. So if you want to go chant for a little and come back in the temple room by 11 o'clock. And then there will be some kirtans and katar in the temple room. Until Arti, and then there will be the big feast in honor of the appearance of C.C. Radhashyama Sundar here. Srila Gurudev installed Mahaprabhu and Radhashyama Sundar in 2003. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.